things that you said. Styles made by white lies. See the eyes from my head. The sun cracks my curtain with a license to kill. You're looking for some kind of handsome baby in it. Living here.
Except for the radio?
I would love you on the radio.
Yeah. No radio! I have something to say to Ron. You know I've had feelings for you for a long time. We'd be good together. I'm a good cook. You like your feet rubbed? I bet you do. I'll rub them. I have dream journals about you filled pages. I know you can hear me.
We love you more than you'll ever want to know. WMFO Medford.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.
Ocean eyes of lead and sleep.
to that first breath, we had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. For you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love, will we recall? My highest love, my highest love, my highest love. We learn to pay the rent. Yes, I learned to forget your face. The scent of your skin lingering like a shadow on a memory. And no strangers we meet. Is it you? My highest love, my highest love, my highest love.
You're gonna make it. there are days they seem so far away. But you gotta believe me when I tell you that tomorrow's gonna be a better day. Night may fall, but again the sun will rise. And all you gotta do is just look into my eyes and see that I believe in you. I know that
Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:21. Yikes. I can't say I got stuck in traffic. 4:21 a.m. in the morning. I can't say that I had to shovel out from my parking space from snow. This is July. Okay, I got to get my act together. Had a lot of stuff going on. And this is, I think, the second Sunday in a row I've been late for the program. But we're going to have a fantastic program for you to make up for my lateness, my tardiness, or whatever you want to call it. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. We'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I would love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Those numbers again. 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like all numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, it is 68 degrees outside our studio. A little bit of rain coming down. Started to rain real hard as I came out the house, but it slowed down, diminished, and it's practically stopped now. But we'll be bringing that weather update sometime around 6:30 here on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Okay, let's get into Major League Baseball scores yesterday. In the National League, the Pirates 2 and the Brewers 1 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Pirates 6 and the Brewers 2 in that second game of the doubleheader. The Diamondbacks 3 and the Braves zip. The Mets 7 and the Nationals 4. The Reds 8 and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals fired their manager. I don't know if it's before or after the game, but Matheny is no longer managing the St. Louis Cardinals. The Marlins 2 and the Phillies zip. The Rockies 4 and the Mariners 1. And the Cubs 11 and the Padres 6. Over in the American League, Red Sox 6 and the Blue Jays 10. That Blue Jays 2, that game went 10 innings, that's what I wanted to say. The Royals 5 and the White Sox zip. The Rays 19 and the Twins 6. Astros 9 and the Tigers 1. The Orioles 1 and the Rangers zip. And the Yankees are still hanging in there. Yankees 5 and Cleveland 4. In interleague play, the Angels 5 and the Dodgers 4. That game went 10 innings. The A's 4 and the Giants 3. In the Red Sox game, Mookie Betts is on fire. He went 3-for-4 yesterday, scored a run, got a walk. He's hitting .362. He's raised his average of about 30 points in the last couple of weeks. Woo! Brock Holt went 1-for-5, scored a run. He's hitting .283. J.D. Martinez went 1-for-4, scored 2 runs with an RBI. He got a walk. He's hitting .330 and got his 29th home run of the season. J.D. Martinez. Xander Bogaerts went 2-for-5. Scored 2 runs, got 4 RBIs, he's hitting .284 on the season, got his 15th home run in the 10th inning, a walk-off grand salami. You go, Bogey. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1-for-4, scored a 1-for-4, didn't score a run, got an RBI, however, he's hitting .209. Eduardo Nunez went 1-for-4, he's hitting .258. Bruce Swihart played first base. He went 1-for-4. He's hitting .207. Sandy Leone did the catching. He went 0-for-4. He's hitting .233. And Zui Lin up from Pawtucket. First player from the country of Taiwan to make it to the major leagues. He went 1-for-3. Got a walk. He's hitting .175 in his major league career this year. Eduardo Rodriguez went 5 1/3 innings for the Red Sox. He gave up 4 hits, no runs, struck out 5. He has a 3.44 ERA, but he sprained his ankle. We can't have we've had so many pitchers go down with injuries. Ooh. Hopefully he's not out for any long period of time. And he has been recovering from knee surgery. And seemed like he got over that, but now sprained ankle, covering first base. He fell over the runner. Hembry came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning, walked 1. He has a 3.89 ERA. Kelly came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning. Kelly getting banged around recently. Pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave 2 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. Walked 1. He has a 4.31 ERA. Bonds came in and shut the door before the horses could get out of the barns. I couldn't pass that without. He went an inning in the third, gave up a hit, 2 walks, struck out 3. He had a 2.36 ERA. Workman came in, pitched a clean. Ninth inning, struck out 2. He had a 1.8 inning, I guess it was. Struck out 2. He has a 1.65 ERA. Kimbrough came in, and I guess it was in the 10th. And pitched an inning, walked 1, struck out 2. 1.82 is his ERA, and he got the win. 2-1 on the season. So, the Red Sox still are clinging to first place. 3.5 games ahead of the New York Yankees. Yankees don't want to quit. And seems like we don't want to quit either. We can't afford to quit. No quitting in us, right? There you go. We have a 3.5-game lead over the Yankees. One more game before the All-Star break. Tampa Bay is in third place, but they are quite a way back. Followed by Toronto, he's even further back, and Baltimore. In the Central Division, Cleveland is still holding on, even though they lost yesterday. Where is my stuff here? We'll be okay. Hold on. Yeah, Cleveland lost to the Yankees, so they're 51-43. But the Minnesota Twins, they got bombed by the Rays, so they didn't gain any ground. They're 7.5 games back. Then there's Detroit, Chicago, and Kansas City. And out west, Houston, not having any problems. They went 9-1 over the Tigers, and they're 64-34, followed by Seattle. What do the Mariners do? Oh, that should have been an interleague game. Rockies defeated the Mariners 4-1. I had them down in the National League. Okay, sorry about that. Hey, what do you want? I'm getting my scores at 3 o'clock in the morning. So, 2 o'clock or whatever, somewhere around there. Then there's Oakland, and then there's L.A., and then there's Texas. In the National League East, Philadelphia Phillies. They lost yesterday to the Marlins. They're 53-41, followed by the Atlanta Braves, who also lost. They're 51-42, a game and a half back. Washington Nationals lost. They're 6.5 games back. And then there's New York, and then there's Miami. In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Brewers took 2 on the chin yesterday. 55-42 is their record. The Chicago Cubbies. The Chicago Cubbies are in first place by 0.5 game over Milwaukee. Followed by St. Louis, who just fired their manager, 47-46. They're 6.5 games back. And then there's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was right up there, and they fell like a rock, but they won 2 yesterday. They're 47-49. And they're 7.5 games back. And then there's Cincinnati. And out west, the LA Dodgers, they lost yesterday. They're 51-44. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, they won. Aha. And so they are in a virtual tie for first place out west. And it's Colorado, San Francisco, and San Diego. 4:33 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On the Sunday, July 15th, 2018 edition of the Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in some sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
It can happen to the best of us. Abraham Lincoln and Henry Ford, Walt Disney and Harry Truman, they all had money troubles at one time in their lives. So if one day you have to say these words,
I can no longer make my mortgage payments.
Don't be ashamed. Act. Call the people expecting your payment and let them know there's a problem, right away. Because the sooner you let them know, the easier it will be for both of you. You see, nobody wins in a foreclosure. The process is costly and heartbreaking. Companies want to work with you. In fact, they have whole teams of people dedicated solely to keeping borrowers out of foreclosure. So if you're in danger of falling behind in your mortgage, call the company you've been sending your payments to every month and call them today. They can't help if they don't know you need help. To learn more, visit HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. That's HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. Brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:38 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here from now until 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, excuse me. Over in London yesterday at Wimbledon, Serena Williams went down in two straight sets to Angelique Kerber, 6-3, 6-3. But, you know, hey, figuring when you consider all that Serena has gone through and at her age, she did extremely well getting to the finals. That she couldn't take it home. Well, when she went home, she had her nice baby to enjoy. So, keep up the good work, Serena. I think she's going to continue playing. I think she said if she had a second child, that's when she'll probably consider not playing anymore. But anyway, congratulations to Angelique Kerber. And I think that's her third Grand Slam. Anyway, yeah, I think that's her third. She has not won Australia, I think. That's the only place she hasn't won. Or France, I'm not sure. But anyway, she'll probably be over here for the U.S. Open, and we'll see what happens then. On the men's side, Djokovic defeated Nadal. That went 2 days. actually, they closed it down on Friday. And picked it up yesterday, and Djokovic came out on top. 6-4, 3-6, 7-6, 3-6, 10-6. And he's going to go on to play Stevenson, I believe. And I'm not sure what country he's from. South Africa or someplace like that. Anderson, I'm guessing he's playing. Kevin Anderson. That match went 6.5 hours. Anyway, so they play today, Djokovic versus Anderson, and I guess Anderson should have even though he's a higher seed, he should be the favorite just because he's probably less tired. He had yesterday off. Djokovic was still playing. So anyway, we'll see what happens today in Wimbledon on the men's side. In the World Cup, Belgium 2, England zip. And that was a consolation game. Today is the big game. Around 11 o'clock our time, I do believe. Croatia and France. And don't ask me who's going to win. I am not a soccer aficionado. I just, you know, whatever little bit of soccer I watch is just a little bit. Because maybe there's nothing else on television. And although it's called the world game in some areas, you know, hey, it has not sunk in with me. So, yeah, hope it's a good match for all those people who love soccer. And we'll maybe talk about it next Sunday, depending on what's going on in the rest of the sporting world. Okay, yesterday in the WNBA, only one game. The Storm 91 and the Wings 84. Breonna Stewart. You remember Breonna Stewart from the University of Connecticut? She got 35 points. That's a NBA high, career high for her. And also 20 rebounds. Ew. You go, Bree. Breonna Stewart, they're leading the Storm over the Wings, 91-84. Okay, another sporting news. Excuse me. Our good buddy Isaiah Thomas, the good Isaiah Thomas, from the Boston Red Sox. Hey, it's early in the morning. What do you want? 4:43 in the morning. From the used to be with the Boston Celtics, where his career got turned around. I mean, he really went off for us in his time here. He got a one-year deal with the Nuggets. Nuggets are a pretty good ball club, so we'll see if that's going to further his career there, or will he move on someplace else. Lonzo Ball of the Knicks, he had knee surgery, and I'm wondering, can LeBron make the playoffs? Make the play? Now they can get back to the final, but make the playoffs. You figure Golden State, they're the champions. They got the Rockets out there, the Thunder, the Spurs. I don't know how good they're going to be when no one's resolved the Kawhi Leonard situation. But if they can get a passel. Now the latest rumor is, supposedly, that Kawhi Leonard is going to go to the Toronto Raptors. May go to the Toronto Raptors. Hello? I'm trying to get my background music up. Okay, but for him to get to the Toronto Raptors, they're going to have to decimate their bench. Some players on their ball club, anyway. I don't know if they have a passel of draft picks. Danny Ainge is sitting in a fantastic position because he can keep this team intact if, you know, get down to serious talks with the Spurs about Kawhi Leonard. And if Kawhi Leonard is healthy, and if Kawhi Leonard is going to sign a long-term deal to play with us, no one else can match what the Celtics can match draft pick-wise. And Philadelphia, maybe, but they would have to decimate their bench as well. And they aren't as deep as we are, and certainly don't have the draft picks that we have. So, anyway, it'd be interesting to see, and like I said, this Celtics team is doing very well. Did very well on their own. And Kawhi Leonard only makes sense if we can get him without decimating our starting lineup, especially, and the guys are coming off the bench. since we're talking Celtics, let's go to the NBA Summer League. I didn't get all the other scores. I don't care. Celtics won 74-72. Now, that's over the Heat yesterday. Now, that may sound like a very close game, and it probably was. And I didn't watch it. I had other things going on. But neither Williams, our first-round pick, or Bird, Jabari Bird, who's been playing lights out, probably the best player on the club thus far as the season has gone along, did not play. And that was per coach's decision. Art Hoff got 11 points, 6 rebounds, no assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Ogilvy got 9 points, 4 rebounds, no assists, and a steal. Gershon Yabusele got 12 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. Henry got 15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 steals, and 2 assists. Someone allowed to pick him up. Bibbs got 6 points and 3 rebounds. Davis got 6 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Conger got 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Martin, 8 points, 6 rebounds, no assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Another guy who may get picked up by somebody. Just no room for him. Allen got 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Eddie got 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. And so the Celtics won 74-72. I don't know who they play. They move on in the playoffs. And that's good. Get a chance to look at some more of the young guys. See how well they can do. And since Jabari Bird did not play, I'm assuming they just wanted to see how other guys would do, since he's been outstanding. And if he's not injured, the only reason to call him out was because he wanted to give somebody else a chance to see what they can do in a pressure situation. It was win or go home. That's what I'm trying to say. And they won. So therefore, hey, let's move right along. 4:47 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 15th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
There's something different about the way kids play sports today. Things are getting serious and highly repetitive. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries. The injuries caused by over-specialization in one sport. When a young athlete performs the same stressful activities time after time. Day after day. Overuse injuries can happen by throwing too many baseballs without enough rest. Overuse can happen in gymnastics, tennis, weight training, even cheerleading and swimming.
Okay, kids, 10 more laps to go. 10 more laps.
You get the idea. Left untreated, overuse trauma to young shoulders, elbows, knees, and wrists may require surgery. If your kids play hard and train hard, make sure you have expert advice for treating and preventing overuse injuries. Visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
and also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:52 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Pardon me. There's a little frog in my throat here. Talking about overuse, young people, the NBA is thinking about eliminating the one-and-done process and allowing kids to come out of high school into the NBA. Well, I understand that's their right. That's their freedom. They have the opportunity to do that. I just question how many kids who come out and then don't make it, what are they going to do after this? They can't go to college unless they, you know, they can't go to college to play. So then they're saying it's a G League maybe for development or overseas. So really, is that what you want to take place? Maybe, I guess, depending on, you know, what the mindset of the parents are. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. Okay, let's go to the New England Patriots. Actually, let's go to the National Football League East. it doesn't seem like there is a real contender for the Patriots' continual domination of the American Football League Eastern Division. Seems like they're going to. It seems like they're bound to win it again. Their backup quarterback situation is still unknown. I guess we're gonna go with the Brian Hoyer. I don't know how if they're gonna keep a third quarterback. Maybe probably will, since they drafted this guy, and see if they can develop him. But Buffalo probably is the best club out there if LeSean McCoy doesn't go to jail for whatever happened at his house with his ex-girlfriend or whatever. Seems like he might have hired somebody to beat up on her or grab the jewelry and stuff that she had and stuff like that. But whether they can pin it on him, whether it will affect him this season or not, it doesn't bode well for the Buffalo Bills. The Miami Heat, the Miami Dolphins, I'll be okay. What do you want for 4:55 in the morning? The Miami Dolphins have lost Ndamukong Suh. Ryan Tannehill is supposed to be back. I guess this is a make or break season for him. I'm assuming that if he doesn't improve, well, see, and then they put all the pressure on the quarterback. If they don't have players around them, they've lost players from their offensive line. They've lost players from their defense. And last I heard, you got to play some defense too. So, well, he's been out with an injury all of last year. How well he's going to do coming back this year, only time will tell. But it doesn't look good for the Dolphins to make a run. The New York Jets have some interesting players. How well they develop as a team, and will they be able to leapfrog over their other opponents there? Possibly, but it doesn't look like they're going to catch the Patriots. They, you know, the Patriots look like they have, especially on the offensive side, picking up this running back from Alabama or Georgia or wherever he was. Georgia, I guess it is. Seems like they have a guy who can run up the middle if necessary and move the pile. And he can break to the outside as well. And even with Edelman missing the first four games of the season, if they can get by Houston, that looks like the toughest game they have in their first four. That they're going to be off and running. And I guess how well Houston plays will depend upon how well their quarterback has recovered from last year's injury. So it should be an interesting season. We have gaps to fill. Nate Solder, a big gap to fill in the offensive line. So we'll see how well that takes place. And they drafted some guys, so how good are they? How good are they going to be early in the season? How long is it going to take them to get to where they can really, you know, do the work that is required to protect Tom Brady and open holes for the running game and stuff like that? Only time will tell. But it seems like the Patriots, at least as far as the rest of the American League, American Conference East is concerned, they're sitting in good stead. Looking out west, the L.A. Rams with Ndamukong Suh and Donaldson, I believe, is their other inside lineman. They're going to be tough. Who do you double team? in a situation like that, they're going to be tough to run against, and they could cause some problems for everybody's passing attack as well. So time will tell. We shall see. Football, I guess, is starting up in a couple of weeks. Camp begins in a couple of weeks, and so we'll see how far the Patriots can go. Okay, time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. We are going to be featuring new music and top hits of the year 2018. So until next Sunday, it's your host Donnelly Brown saying God bless you. A fantastic Sunday. And enjoy a week if you're on vacation. God bless and have a great time. And stay tuned for great gospel music coming your way here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Tufts Freeform Radio.